If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We take a great pleasure in presenting the gospel of Christ to you each Lord's Day at this same time. Worth Baptist Hour is now in its fourth year, bringing Christ into your home. It is our joy to share with you the blessings of God upon our church. Week after week, God continues to save the lost. God continues to increase our number, and God continues to add His blessings to our services and to our church. We believe today is the time for us to turn back to God as a nation and as a people. The Bible has the prescription for revival. The Bible declares that if God's people, who are called by His name, will simply humble themselves and pray and seek His face, He will hear from heaven and He will pour out His blessings upon our land. This is what we believe in today here at Worth Baptist Church. If you are not attending Sunday school in church somewhere else, we invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. In the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, we have but one textbook, the Bible, the Word of God. Currently, we are in a series of studies in surveying the entire Bible, book by book, week by week. Today, our lesson will be a survey of the book of Galatians. We believe it would be a joy to you to come and visit Worth Baptist Sunday School today. Bring the whole family. We have a class for every member of the family, for every age and grade level. Studying the Bible and fellowshipping with God's people will be a real joy and a real blessing to your life today. In any or all the services today, we would be happy to have you and your family be a part of Worth Baptist Church as we worship and serve the Lord together. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Come today. Visit the Sunday School. Visit the Morning Worship Hour. Visit the Sunday Evening Worship Service. Bible messages, the friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship the Lord, and the fellowship with God's people will enrich your life by being in Worth Baptist Church today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would write this week, we will be happy to send to you free and postage paid one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. This is a daily guide to Christian living. Or perhaps you'd like one of the messages in print entitled The Bible is Right. These can be yours simply by writing and requesting them this week. Address your correspondence to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We have two very special days in the near future. On Sunday, December 3rd, we are having Youth Day, and we invite all the young people of our listening audience to be with us on Sunday, December 3rd, for Youth Day here at Worth Baptist Church. And then on Sunday, December 17th, we are having Family Day here at Worth Baptist. I would like to see you get your family, all the family together, and come to Worth Baptist Church on Family Day, Sunday, December 17th. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled God's Crystal Ball. I shall read from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the privilege of broadcasting the gospel. We thank Thee for the Bible, Thy living Word. We thank Thee for the church. We thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we thank Thee today for those who have tuned our way. It is our prayer that this broadcast would be a blessing to them, and that as a result of it, many people might come to know Christ as their own personal Savior. Especially would we pray for those who might be at the end of their own way, having tried all other things, help them today to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. That man who is now getting ready to take his own life, that one who is despairing of existing as he exists today, that one who is ready to give up, that one, Heavenly Father, who's ready to drive off and leave everybody else behind, may this broadcast bring him to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the church, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. God's crystal ball. Millions of people go every day into the tents of the palm readers and stargazers to have their fortune told by some witch or some wizard. If you would but think for a moment with me, I am certain that you will agree. It is rather absurd to spend one's money so foolishly. If you really want to know about yourself, where you came from, who you are, and where you're going, I invite you to step into God's fortune-telling booth today and gaze into His spiritual ball. I speak now of the Word of God. The Bible is vibrant. The Bible is up to date. The Bible is timeless. The Bible is alive. The Bible is the inspired Word of God. Once you look into the Word of God, you will see a panoramic of your life. You will see your past, your present, and your future. So then, let us look into God's crystal ball. The first look into God's crystal ball reveals our past predicament. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul gives us a before and after of our lives. He declares that once we were dead in trespasses and sins. Man is by nature a sinner. Man is not a sinner because he sins, but man sins because he is a sinner. The psalmist declared in Psalm 51, verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, at verse 20, we read these words, "There is not a just man upon the earth who doeth good and sinneth not." Paul declares in Romans 3:10, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." And in Romans 3:23, the apostle writes, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." My beloved friend, that includes you. Listening to this broadcast in this hour, you have sinned. You have come short of the glory of God. As a member of Adam's race, you are a sinner. In Isaiah 53:6, we read, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," that is, on the Lord Jesus Christ, "the iniquity of us all." In looking into the Word of God, we discover then that every member of Adam's race is sinful. We all were contaminated by sin when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden and brought sin and death and destruction and judgment upon all mankind. Paul further declares in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are governed by Satan. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Satan is in charge of this world system, this cosmos. Satan is the god of this world. And Paul declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 at verse 4, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Paul makes it clear then that we are alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and that we are strangers to the covenant. He says further in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are without God. Think of it for a moment. A man without God. We are without hope in this world. This is our past predicament. But I am happy to report to you today, we can pull the curtain on the past. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. We are saved from sin. We are redeemed from eternal ruin. And we have been delivered from eternal death. So in our past predicament, without God, without hope, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, we were totally, hopelessly lost. But then by the blood of Jesus Christ, Paul declares, we who once were afar off have been made nigh. Let us look again into God's crystal ball the second time. And now we see our present participation. In the book of Galatians chapter 2 at verse 20, Paul declares, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." This is our present participation. Christ is alive in us. In him we live and move and have our being. A great change comes in the lives of those who are saved by the grace of God. Life takes on a different meaning. Life is never the same once Christ comes in. We no longer live in fear and bondage and frustration, but in the liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our direction in life is totally changed. We make an about face. This is true repentance. And as a result, we live a new life. Paul declares in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Let us consider then our present participation. As Christians, as believers, we live a descriptive life. Jesus said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. Salt preserves, salt heals, salt purifies." This is the descriptive life that we now live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said further, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that others might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." It is our present participation then to live our lives in light of the Word of God, pointing others out of darkness into the light of the glorious gospel of the Son of God. Paul said, "Ye are living epistles, known and read of all men." Furthermore, Paul declares, "Ye are ambassadors for Christ." Yes, we live a descriptive life as believers in Jesus Christ. Not only so, but we live a dynamic life. There is a new power in the life of the Christian, the power of the Holy Spirit. We live a dedicated life. There is a new purpose in the Christian's life. The Christian no longer seeks to serve self, but rather to serve God and to please the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the new purpose of the Christian's life. We also live a disciplined life. We have a new master, Jesus Christ our Lord. We live a destined life. We are destined one day to be with him. Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And this brings me to our final look into God's crystal ball today. In this third look into God's crystal ball, we see our future prospect. Jesus said in John chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. It's great to anticipate what heaven will be like. Think of it. We will live in mansions and never pay rent. We will walk on streets of gold and never pay taxes. We will play on golden harps and never take music lessons. We will drink from the river of life and never fear contamination. We will eat from the tree of life and never fear pollution. We will sing in heaven's choir and never rehearse. We will live forever and never face retirement, disease, destruction, or death. This will be our future prospect. This is what we have to look forward to as believers. This world is not our final home. We are pilgrims. We are strangers. We are simply passing through to a world that's so much better. A world where the sun never sets. A world where there's no sickness or sorrow or death or crying. For the Bible declares that the former things are passed away and all things are become new. The conflict rages on now. There is war, famine, pestilence, poverty, pollution, destruction, disappointment, and death. But we are moving one day to a land where the troubles and trials will all be over. The conflict will end. All sorrow will cease. There will be no more temptation or trial or persecution or problem or perplexity in the world above. One day the trumpet will sound, and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Life's feverish day will soon be o'er, and we shall meet on heaven's shore. Up there all will be well in that city so fair. But best of all, our loving Lord will be there. Eternity with Jesus, our destiny to share, and the redeemed of the Lord will all be there. My sinner friend, you too can be there. You can have your sins washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I read in the Bible the question of the Philippian jailer, "What must I do to be saved?" The answer comes back, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Salvation is simple. The Bible declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible declares, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible declares, "Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved." You can be saved today simply by placing your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able this moment to wash away your sins. He is able this moment to take away your guilt. He is able this moment to remove the curse of sin from you. If you'll simply trust Him, you too can have this future prospect with Christ forever in heaven. The Bible says He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. This can be your experience today. Even this moment as you listen to this broadcast, you can, by simple childlike faith, honor Christ and own Christ as your Savior. If you'll do so, heaven will be your home. You can be happy all the days of your life. I trust then, even now, that you'll invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, that you will believe Him, that you will trust Him, and you too can be saved. May I say again that it is a joy to bring the gospel to you wherever you are today? It is our pleasure to broadcast the truth, the Word of God. We would be happy for you to come and share these blessings with us in our services today. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. It would be our joy to have you come today and visit Worth Baptist Church with us. And now, until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.